KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some light snow, and 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional flurries today, and a high around 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. The Atlantic Police Department reports today that two people were arrested over the past few days. On Sunday, 26-year-old Justin Knutson of Atlantic was arrested for criminal mischief in the second degree and interference with official acts. And on Friday, 24-year-old Samuel Stein of Portsmouth was arrested at Atlantic for public intoxication. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. I'll have more local and state news coming up next.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Red Oak are investigating another storage unit burglary. Authorities say the Hawkeye storage units at 2505 North Broadway in Red Oak were hit sometime over the weekend. On Sunday, a Red Oak woman reported to police someone cut the lock off of her storage rental unit. Once inside, the thief or thieves stole two kerosene heaters, two lawnmowers, one 40-gallon trash can, and numerous garden tools. Loss was estimated at around $435. You may recall that same storage facility was hit last May. At the time, authorities said a motorcycle was stolen from the storage unit. Another Red Oak storage facility, Park West Storage, was hit by thieves in June. Anyone with information on the most recent theft is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. Or you can call Montgomery County Crime Stoppers toll-free at 800-432-1001. Authorities say several hundred pigs have been killed by a fire at a feeding operation located in northwest Iowa. The fire was reported at around 9:50 p.m. Saturday at a confinement facility 4 miles southeast of Rock Valley. The Sioux City Journal says firefighters reported the hog confinement building was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived. About 650 30-pound pigs were killed. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Authorities are also investigating the deaths of an estimated 475 hogs at a confinement facility 5 miles south of Rock Valley. The Sioux City Sheriff's Office said someone entered the building and tampered with the climate control system between 3 p.m. Tuesday and 1 p.m. last Wednesday. Those hogs weighed about 280 pounds each. Towing companies are starting to remove cars and trucks that have been abandoned after last week's blizzard swept through Iowa. Towing companies were busy this weekend. The towing bans imposed on Interstates 35 and 80 and elsewhere were lifted on Saturday, which allows crews to retrieve vehicles that went off the road. Tom Kirkvold, a spokesman for Hannafin Company, said his company has fielded hundreds of calls for the service. Kirkvold said the storm is one of the worst he's seen in years, and he says the heavy snow seems to have caught many drivers off guard. Officials say car and truck owners are required to have their vehicles towed within 24 hours after the towing ban is lifted. Otherwise, law enforcement gets involved and the costs go up. Alabama resident Cody Bostick says his wife fought hard for her life after a 27-car wreck on Interstate 35 in Iowa Thursday. His wife, 27-year-old Colby Duckett Bostick, was 4 months pregnant with twins when she died on that snowy highway. She was originally from Crossville in Alabama's DeKalb County. Their toddler son, Easton, was injured in the crash. Cody said he left his injured wife to get Easton to safety, but she died before he could return. The couple and their son became involved in the chain reaction wreck on Thursday, shortly after they left their Iowa home, heading to Texas to be with Cody's family. He said the accident occurred when two 18-wheelers in front of them jackknifed. One of the cars and trucks ran into them. Colby Bostick was one of the two killed in that crash. Authorities are blaming road ice for a rollover crash on Interstate 380 that sent an Illinois man to the hospital. The Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office said 52-year-old John B. Adkins of Highland, Illinois, lost control of his vehicle Sunday morning while merging onto the interstate. Adkins had been traveling west on U.S. Highway 20. Authorities say Adkins was turning northbound onto the interstate when he hit an icy spot. He entered the median and rolled his Jeep several times before it came to rest on the interstate's southbound lanes. Adkins was taken to a local hospital with what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries. There were no other passengers on board and no citations were issued. A former Iowa woman has pleaded guilty to child endangerment charges after she tried to drown and suffocate her infant. 23-year-old Christina Marie Kennedy Maroney of Hicksville, Ohio, was charged in June with two counts of attempted murder and two counts of child endangerment. The charges stem from a police investigation. Kennedy Maroney told police that she had held her child's face underwater in a bathtub for about 3 seconds when they were living in Centerville. Kennedy Maroney also admitted that she held a pillow over the child's face for about 10 seconds. She told investigators that she tried to kill the child because it wouldn't stop crying and because her fiancé wouldn't help her. The child was 5 to 6 months old at the time. Cities and school districts in Blackhawk County may face local tax revenue shortages because so many businesses are winning appeals of their property tax assessments. Some government entities may even have to refund portions of some taxes paid before the higher assessments could be successfully appealed. Appeals have been filed on 380 parcels after a countywide reappraisal boosted many 2011 values. So far, 119 property owners in Blackhawk County have won or settled those appeals for a combined $25.7 million reduction in value. The county has won 50 cases to sustain the assessments. If tax collections don't meet budgeted expectations, the cities, school districts, and other tax-supported agencies will have to cut spending or tap into their cash reserves. The president of the Iowa Christmas Tree Growers Association said this year's drought has made it tougher on growers statewide. He says it's not the only threat that keeps growers busy. Bob Molds grows trees near Fairbank in northeast Iowa. And he says keeping deer herds from eating up the profits is an ongoing issue.
2 years ago, when the spring melt came and the deer were out in the fields, in a 1.5 mile radius, I counted 425 deer. And we put deer repellent on our little trees, and then we have figured out about the only way is to feed the deer.
He says they set up feeding stations to satisfy the animals and keep them away from the trees.
Once the snows come and they have difficulty browsing, we feed them cracked corn and distiller's grain. And it took me, I think, a year before last, $1,400 of feed. But that is less expensive than trying to fence our area because it's so big.
He says that he has spent as much as $1,400 on the feed, but that's cheaper than trying to fence the areas, as he mentioned. The drought added to the deer troubles this year, as Mold says he lost around half to the 3,000 new seedlings he planted. The trees planted this year won't mature for about 7 years, so Molds will try to catch up for the ones that have been lost.
We'll plant about 50% more. You can only plug a hole so much, you know. But if we only have 1 year of drought and the varying growth rate of trees, you can pretty well plug it if you put enough seedling in. If you get 2 years of drought, then it gets more and more difficult to fill that gap 7 to 8 years from now.
Mold says his son also grows trees near Janesville, and he lost some 10,000 seedlings this year to the drought. The state ag department says there are just over 100 Christmas tree farms in Iowa, producing around 39,000 trees annually. Organizers of an annual holiday light show in Des Moines say their charity fundraising has declined this year because of last week's winter storm and recent acts of vandalism. Organizers of the Jolly Holiday Lights event are urging people to drive down and see the display in the final days before Christmas. Organizers say attendance was down last week because of the blizzard, which forced them to close for 2 nights. They say the closure cost them even more than an act of vandalism in November, which caused an estimated $25,000 in damage. The light show is the year's biggest fundraiser for the local Make-A-Wish Foundation, which helps children with life-threatening medical conditions. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, shoppers have a lot on their minds in recent weeks, and in many cases, they're not in the mood to spend much money. One woman at a mall in New Jersey yesterday said amid the concerns about the economy and the Connecticut shooting, there's also her sister's cancer diagnosis. A woman in Indiana whose shopping was delayed by a snowstorm and busy schedule said she's surprised she didn't find better deals. retailers could have cause for concern after counting the last weekend before Christmas, counting on the last weekend, that is, to make up for lost dollars earlier in the season. Stocks have opened lower on Wall Street amid concern that lawmakers will fail to reach a deal to stop the U.S. from going over the so-called fiscal cliff. Senator Joe Lieberman said yesterday that it's now more likely that we'll go over the cliff than not following the collapse late Thursday of House Speaker John Boehner's plan to allow tax rates to rise on $1 million-plus incomes. A conservative U.S. senator from Idaho, who has said that he doesn't drink because of his Mormon faith, is apologizing after being charged with drunken driving. Michael Crapo was pulled over in Northern Virginia early yesterday. He's due in court next month. Crapo is admitting a mistake, and he says he accepts total responsibility. And the top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land has celebrated the United Nations' recent recognition of a Palestinian state in his annual pre-Christmas remarks. The cleric told followers in Jerusalem that they're celebrating two occasions today, the birth of Christ and the birth of the state of Palestine. He then headed for the West Bank city of Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus. News time is 9:11.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
And in our funeral announcements, Lucille Iva Palmer, age 86, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Graveside services for Lucille Palmer will take place today at 10 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Carol Anderson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Carol Anderson will be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Conklin, age 86, of Grand Island, Nebraska, and formerly of Audubon, died September 30th. Funeral services for Mary Conklin will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Joanne Catherine Schweary, age 73, of Panama, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial service for Joanne Schweary will be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert W. Cruz, age 90, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Robert Cruz will be held Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Tammy Amos, age 54, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Tammy Amos will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Jean Cambridge, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Services for Jean Cambridge will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Judith Altfelish Kem, age 71, formerly of Atlantic, died December 19th in Arizona. Funeral services for Judith Altfelish Kem will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Linda Lou Sanders Fudge, age 61, of Atlantic, died December 16th. Memorial services for Linda Fudge will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Rowena Ratzliff, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rowena Ratzliff will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Gray, age 72, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Helen Gray will be Friday at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Bruno Jr. Reichhardt, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bruno Reichhardt are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Verrill Schweers, age 84, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Verrill Schweers will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Catherine Johnson, age 72, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Catherine Johnson will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The Sky Scan forecast is next.